minute, but we're talking Jacksonville Jaguar football right now. I'm joined by a cornerback for the Jags. Five tackles, a couple of passes defensed in that Week 7 win at Indy for the season. He's got 26 tackles, 10 passes defensed, and two interceptions. He signed with Jacksonville in the offseason. He spent the previous four seasons with Houston. He was an undrafted free agent out of UCF in 2013. Cincinnati is at Jacksonville November 5th. That is a CBS game. A.J. Boye is my guest. A.J., so good to have you on. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great, A.J. Nice to have you. And take me back to Sunday first, if you don't mind, and that shutout win over the Colts. The defense was nasty. You tied the franchise record for sacks in a game with 10, and you recorded the franchise's first shutout in more than a decade. How much pride did you take in the way the entire defense showed up in that game?
I took a lot of pride into it, just for the simple fact our expectations starting from camp have always been very high. We've had practices where we forced a lot of turnovers, or even just seeing our D-line get to the quarterback, and just to be able to do that on Sunday when it counted in the divisional game against the Colts, it meant a lot. And every time we have performances like these, you know, our bar always rises higher. So the expectation for us is always high, and just to be able to do it on Sunday means a lot, and we just want to do it on a consistent basis.
A.J. Boye joining us. You know, that's the second time this season that the defense has had 10 sacks in a game. So what's it like for you as a defensive back, knowing that the front seven is getting that kind of pressure on the quarterback, and how much does that impact the way you play?
It impacts a lot because when you see certain formations, you see that they're trying to max protect, you know, certain routes that they're going to run. And even then, when they're spreading out, we're expecting for the ball to come out quick because we have our D-line that's getting to the quarterback, as you can see. So we just adjust to the situation. I believe that our defense is becoming more situationally aware throughout the game, and has been helping us a lot.
Now, there's a play in Sunday's game where you're covering Dante Moncrief on 3rd and 10. Jacoby Brissett really wanted to go to Moncrief with the ball, but you cut in to cut off that route before he even started to make his move. What did you see on film that gave you the knowledge of what that play was going to be before it even happened?
I remember last year when I was in Houston, they ran it on me probably twice. One when they came to us, and then when we played there, and it was a 2x2 formation. I just started watching it on film this year, and I noticed that when the ball was lined up, especially on a certain hash on the near the middle of the field into the 30, they always were running, and it was a tight split on the backside by T.Y. So it was 2x2, and I knew that if T.Y. was going to go underneath from the other side of the field, that Moncrief was going to try to run that dig, expecting for Miles Jack to jump on T.Y. Hilton. So I knew that was going to happen, so I just was trying to jump around and make a play, and luckily he just held on to it, and that caused Yonder to get to the ball. So I believe that the way the defense is playing right now with tight coverage, it's also helping our D-line, but there's also been times where D-line is just getting through free, and it's been helping us in the back end, and I believe that's all coming together.
Jacksonville cornerback A.J. Boye joining us. I mean, it is all coming together. You guys are 4-3. You're second in the division. And when you win, you don't just win. You're smashing teams. So 7 games in, do you have a sense of how good this team can be? Can you be a playoff team this year?
Yes, I believe we can. We're just going to have to stack up some of these wins at home and just find out what the problem is at home and why we're not doing what we need to. And just being more consistent. We can't have a dominating performance and then come back the next week and then just be mediocre. That's not what we expect. And I believe that if we could tie all that in on all three phases of the ball, just play good football, complimentary football, it'll help us out a lot.
You know, I mentioned you came over from Houston in the offseason, and that meant that you were going to partner up with Jalen Ramsey in the secondary. What's it been like to play with him?
It's been fun. Great competition. We're always spending time together, not just me and him, but Aaron Colvin, Barry Church and Gibson, with all the DBs. We're just spending time on and off the field. We're always having fun in the meeting rooms with the coaches. And I believe that, you know, the chemistry that we all been developing, especially me and Jalen, has helped us elevate our game because we never want to let each other down on the field. And I believe that you can see that in the way that we're competing out there every Sunday.
Yeah, I'm curious. You signed with Jacksonville in the offseason, but this was a team that was coming off a 3-win season. And as an organization, they had not had a winning season since 07. So what did you see in this team that made you feel like this was the spot you wanted to be in?
In a division when I was in Houston, we played against these guys all the time. There were always close games. And even last year, both games that we played were close. And I remember at the end of the season when they went up on us fast, you could just see the talent that they had on defense. And when I seen that was one of the options and my agent was telling me, we was weighing them out, and I just knew I wanted to be on defense like that, and I saw that Calais and Barry was going to sign. So just the potential that we had, even not knowing what was going to happen, we just knew what we were all capable of, and it started to show in camp.
AJ Boye joining us for a couple of more moments. Listen, before you go, I want to ask you, you came into the league as an undrafted free agent, and you've battled for everything that you've received, and now you're able to sign a nice free agent contract with Jacksonville. For somebody who went undrafted, that really is a remarkable accomplishment. What did that moment mean to you to sign that deal?
It meant a lot, but I saw it coming. Just for the simple fact, I always had confidence in myself. People tried to put a label on me, but since high school, since college, I've always made plays. I can't control how people was looking at me or decisions they made on why I went undrafted. But first day when I went to Houston, I was making plays as an undrafted guy, and I've always made plays, and it was just being more consistent. And, you know, like I said, I always feel like I'm the best. That's the way I play. That's the way the confidence that I have in myself. And I always expected something like this, and I'm just glad that God blessed me with the talents that I have just to be able to motivate a lot of people who are undrafted and to show them that they could do it too.
Yeah, I would say that you can motivate people who've been undrafted, and then I could also say that you can inspire people off the field as well. As an example, you're a member of the American Cancer Society's Athlete Council, and you're participating in the Crucial Catch Challenge by making a pledge for every interception that the defense has this month. Your mother passed away from cancer when you were just 15 months old. So what's it mean to you to be in a spot where you can be a role model and help others who are affected by this horrible disease?
It definitely means a lot, you know, always knowing what my family went through when I lost my mother. Just, you know, when there's people who have cancer and it's always the family members, you know, with the bills and everything and the turmoil and just the emotional drama that's going in with all that, you know, I just want to be able to do what I can just to be able to help. And I'm hoping that there's a lot of people who are going to pledge, you know, even just to try to match it or just to donate with every interception that we make. We got to get some more. But I definitely put the Pittsburgh week on there, so that definitely helped. But, you know, just using my platform just to help raise money and bring awareness to this, that's the main thing I'm trying to do.
You know, I'm going to ask that question every single time. AJ, my father had leukemia, and I just think that literally everybody listening either has dealt directly with cancer or has dealt directly with somebody who dealt with cancer. So I think we all understand that as well. AJ Boye, my guest. AJ, great to have you on the show. You're having a great year. The team is really fun to watch, and it's really nice to talk to you. Thanks so much for doing that.
All right, thank you.
Have a great day. AJ Boye, he's a nice, nice player. I love the Jags. Like he said, if we could just get this thing right at home and be consistent at home, this is an explosive team, especially defensively. 2 10-sack games already.